The nurse at school sent a little boy home because the child...
The nurse?
Uh-huh.
Called her wedded wrist.
No.
Huh?
Sick.
You sick?
Yeah.
I went...
I told her.
Well,
that
too,
but you don't sick.
Yeah.
Sick, that's what it was.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick.
Stomachache.
Okay, or you'd say he feels sick...
Nauseating.
He feels sick where?
In the stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Celebration.
Okay. Have you ever heard that call a serenade?
Yeah. Serenade the bride.
Uh-huh.
And the groom.
And what do they do at a serenade?
They throw rice.
Okay.
And hide his car.
Okay.
And put rocks in the hubcaps. And don't ever put sardines on the manifold of a car, because he'll have to get shed of it. Because you can smell it when it passes. I know it happened. I know it happened. Old man never did get the scent off his car.
I never heard of doing that.
That's awful, honey. On the manifold.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what'll get you. You better behave or the...
You spook?
Yeah, sure. Or the some kind of man. Have you heard him talk about the
Booger man will get you. Yeah.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Happy Christmas.
Merry.
Merry Christmas.
Well, that's what Daddy.
Either one's fine. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "I sure am glad I don't have to what this very
carry." Time.
What's another word you could use instead of carry?
Tote.
Okay. What do you call
a... Tote's not a word.
Well, it works. We know what it means.
We say it all often.
Sure.
Tote.
I use it.
I do too. Everybody else I've ever known uses it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a southern word. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can grow its legs and its head and its tail up inside its shell?
A turtle.
And what about the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Turquoise. Tarpon and turquoise.
Okay. Have you ever heard those called gophers, the ones that live on the
land? That's a different one. Gopher is not like a tarpon or a turtle. He's got hands like this way.
And the other ones have them what, sticking out to the sides?
Walk this way.
Uh-huh.
Walk that way.
Okay. Well, now the tarpon lives... Does he live on the land or in the water?
He's a highland. He stays on land, outside. He don't stay in the water.
Okay.
A gopher don't stay in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Stays in dry peanut places down south. We don't have him up in this section.
Uh-huh. And he's the kind that has this kind.
Yeah.
Of, yeah. Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
The chitlins.
Okay. And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
Oh, cow, yeah.
And what do you call that?
Oh, tripe.
Okay.
Beef tripe.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
That's fine.
The center part or the yellow?
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call something that a person would get into to go fishing?
Bathing suit.
Yeah, oh. And he'd sit in a...
Canoe. A
yeah.
Boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow cave.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads. It's a pretty...
Necklace.
Yeah. And what's another word you could use? Would you say a string of beads or strand of beads or a pair of beads? Or?
String of beads.
Okay.
All right.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really
whipped him.
Okay.
You bite that baby now. Came back. You scratched my hand.
What a cute kitty.
Okay.
No, but he means a dicker. He got where he bites you. He's a little kitten too.
He was pretty friendly to us when we came up.